grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. And from the epistle for this day, the first letter of St. John, the fourth chapter, the 20th and the 21st verses. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. In the epistle that from ancient times has been read on this Lord's Day, the first Sunday after Trinity Sunday, St. John, who's been called the Apostle of Love, writes, if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must love his brother also. Every human being exists because God has called that person out of nothingness into being. Every human being exists because God wills that that be so. Every human being is loved by God. Every human being is made in the image of God. And because that is so, anything that degrades or harms another human being in body, mind, or spirit is a sin against God, who, as St. John writes in today's epistle, is love. God is love. All of us are rightly shocked and appalled by the random violence and the organized violence that takes the lives of innocent human beings. It really is too much. But truth compels us to admit that this kind of violence is but a shocking display of the lovelessness, the indifference, even hatred that so easily finds its place in all our hearts. The Lord Jesus himself said, from within, out of the human heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride. And so we are all called to repentance by the word of God, which, as we read in the epistle to the Hebrews, is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Yes, we are all called to repentance. And no wonder we pray as we just did in Dr. Luther's wonderful hymn to the Holy Spirit. O sweetest love, your grace on us bestow. Set our hearts with sacred fire aglow, that with hearts united we love each other, every stranger, sister, and brother. Lord, have mercy. And what is the gospel read on this day but a clarion call to repentance? It's, of course, one of the most familiar parables told by the Lord Jesus. And it paints such a vivid picture of the rich man and poor Lazarus, what life was like for them in this world and the next. In Jesus' parable, the rich man has no name, though tradition has given him the name Dives, a name which simply means rich man. The name Lazarus is the only proper name that appears in Jesus' parables, and it is a name rich in meaning. The name Lazarus means God is my helper. God is my helper. And that name is meant to tell us that despite his terrible poverty and ills, this poor beggar has the true riches because he trusts in God. In Lazarus, the words of the 73rd Psalm come to life, where the psalmist prays, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And so, in the hour of Lazarus' death, the holy angels come and carry him to paradise. And what about Dives, the rich man? Jesus says the rich man died and was buried, and finds himself in Hades. Dives' sin was not so much anything that he did. His sin was what he didn't do. He quite simply ignored the poor beggar lying at his door while he went on living in every kind of luxury and excess. That great preacher in the ancient church, St. John Chrysostom, was unsparing in his condemnation of those who ignored the plight of the poor. And he had this to say about Dives, that when the rich man was alive, his soul was already buried by couches, rugs, furnishings, sweet oils, perfumes, large quantities of food, and by flatterers. St. Luke tells us that the Lord Jesus told this parable to the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, and who, as Jesus said on another occasion, devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. In telling this parable to the Pharisees, our Lord is in fact showing his love also for them, showing his love for them by calling them to repentance, just as St. John, the beloved disciple, does in the epistle read on this Sunday when he says, "The one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." And so on this Lord's Day, we, like the Pharisees, are being called to repentance. And in Jesus' parable, we're being shown the consequences, yes, the eternal consequences, of hardening our hearts to that call. Because of our sins of thought and word and deed, each one of us must become a Lazarus, meaning one who trusts God and trusts his mercy. How great God's mercy, how great his love to all who turn to him in sorrow for sin and trust in our Savior. For us, for you, for me, for every human being, God's eternal Son once became like Lazarus, one rejected, one covered with terrible sores at his scourging, at his nailing to the cross, exposed to the hateful gaze of self-satisfied enemies, suffering all this so that you and I and the whole sinful world might not be cast out forever, but might, like poor Lazarus, come to the paradise of God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Mm-hmm.